This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The principal of a high school in Longmont, where students recently reenacted the murder of George Floyd, resigned today. CPR's Paolo Shalsada reports.
Rachel Ayers served as principal for 12 years. Local activists have called for Meade High School leaders to make sweeping changes to address systemic racism after the photo of the reenactment emerged online. The school was previously criticized for choosing not to provide any equity-based training the year of George Floyd's murder. The incoming principal, Brian Young, will begin his tenure with meetings focused on creating a more safe and inclusive environment. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
More money could be on the way to treat young people going through psychiatric emergencies. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A bill moving through the state legislature has approved an extra $5 million to open more beds in residential treatment programs and therapeutic foster care. The move comes after hospital officials declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency. Pediatric emergency room visits were up 72% this year through April. The visits are mostly for suicidal ideation or suicide attempts. Child psychologists say some children report feeling unprepared academically and socially to return to school. Eating disorders and substance abuse are also up. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A tornado was spotted north of Fort Lupton in Weld County. The tornado warning for an area northeast of Denver has been lifted. Denver is at 77 degrees, Vail 78. This is CPR News.